It was Coach Chris Voorhees with bat in hand leading the cheer and heading up Tuesday morning's second report meeting for this year's Hopkins County United Way campaign. With just a few workers present, the total reported was $3,601. The drive is currently at just under $25,000, about where it was last year at this time. After the meeting, I talked with this year's campaign chairman, Coach Chris Voorhees. So a little coaching action today.
Yeah, we just thought we'd add a little bit more excitement to it and add a little coaching theme. Last week we talked about it was kind of like a game, and you know, we've got six or seven innings to play, and we're just going to score every week and see how we end up.
Pretty good team, huh?
It is a good team. And, you know, we had a small group here today, but it was the core group, without a doubt, with Linda and Joel T. Meyer and Marquita and Kaylin, Judy and Susan. I mean, they're definitely the core part of this, and they really support it and get out there and work hard. But there's a lot of people involved in United Way. I mean, we have a very, very large team, from the workers to the CEOs, the businesses, just those individuals that donate. So it's fun to kind of make it a team atmosphere and think of it as one of those games and think about it as competition.
Mm-hmm. It was such a big week last week. We kind of short this week, but it all kind of averages out. And,
sure.
And over 5, 6, 7 weeks, you get there.
You do. I mean, last week was big. For our very first week, we reported over 20,000. I mean, we saw the numbers come in a little bit lower this week at only 3,600. But a lot of that's, we truly think, the workers feel like it's Monday and had forgot about today being a Tuesday, a workers' meeting with that holiday yesterday that we had. So we'll try to do a better job as far as sending out emails and reminding people the day before. And I bet next week we have a bigger crowd here and we'll report a bigger number.
And we heard a lot of reports from some that just take a while, you know, maybe even November.
Sure, you do. Different businesses, depending on when they issue checks and, you know, when account payables takes care of their business. And so, you know, we're not worried. There's a lot of packets out there still and a lot to come in.
All right, and everything was good news. It seemed like 100%, a lot of those.
Yes, a lot of them were 100%. A lot of them exceeded, and some new donors. And so that's always exciting to know that potential is out there, and hopefully that's where some of our growth will come from this year from some new contributors.
Now, you have your usual burgers on the square down
yep.
there.
You know, in the past, we've done it over behind Alliance Bank and across from City National on the backside, and we just think maybe that the exposure has not been as good. So Linda came up with the idea of moving it on the square because there's lots of people that travel that square in a day's time. So that date is actually, it was October 23rd, which is not this Thursday but next Thursday, and that's 11 to 2. And you know, I know there's people in the community just waiting for that burgers with the banks because they enjoy those burgers.
KSST News.